This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected political polling firms in the country. He's also a longtime Republican strategist. We want to get his thoughts in the final hours of the Massachusetts special Senate race to fill the seat of the late Ted Kennedy. And given all the debate over whether President Obama should have gone to stump for the Democrat in that race, just how much political capital does he have left? And David, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be on.
First of all, let's start with the fact that this Massachusetts Senate race is close. And according to at least a couple of polls here in the last couple of days, the Republican Scott Brown seems to be ahead, although it's by a margin of error that doesn't make anything certain, of course. What do you make about the fact that this is a close race in the most Democratic state in the country?
It shows that we're seeing a rejection of the Democratic agenda. This isn't so much a Scott Brown vote, although he's a very attractive candidate. Then voters, especially even in a Democratic state like Massachusetts, are tired of the tax and spend policies that we're seeing in this Democratic Congress, and they're very disgusted and very angry about the proposed health care legislation. This is the repudiation of the Democratic Party that we're seeing in Massachusetts.
Well, we certainly saw it in Virginia and New Jersey. New Jersey, of course, the bluer of those two states. Are you surprised that the level of frustration with Washington has reached to the point where a Republican might win a statewide race in Massachusetts?
Well, it's a little surprising in Massachusetts, but a lot of that goes also to the ineptitude of Martha Coakley's campaign. I remember this was a seat that was held by Ted Kennedy and before him by his brother, President Kennedy. This is a seat that Democrats really should hold. They should have all the sentiment going with them, all the emotion going with them. I mean, we all remember the old ones for Ronald Reagan, let's win one for the Gipper. This should be one, let's win one for Ted. Instead, Coakley has let this campaign slip away, and that really, along with the perfect storm that we're seeing over Democratic policies, has really helped the Republican jump into the lead right now, that whether win or lose, it's a victory for the Republican Party.
David, let's follow up on that because it's exactly where I was heading. If the Republicans happen to lose this by a relatively close margin, you're saying it's still a win for them, even though it still gives the president the votes he needs to pass health care or whatever else in the Senate later this year.
It's a win in numerous ways. I mean, they had to spend $6 million defending a seat in Massachusetts, of all places, when they could use that money defending Harry Reid out in Nevada and half a dozen other Senate seats that look like they could flip to the Republican side come November. The other thing is, too, the fact that it was this close in Massachusetts shows the unpopularity of the Democratic agenda. And if a Democrat can barely hold on or loses in a blue state like Massachusetts, what are they going to be doing in states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Missouri, North Dakota, all that come up to play in November? They're going to lose those states handily, and that means that the House will likely flip back to the Republican side, and Republicans could pick up between 5 to 8 Senate seats.
David, obviously a Republican win in Massachusetts would disappoint the White House in a number of ways, obviously because they wouldn't then have the filibuster-proof majority. But now that the president has committed, appeared on Sunday for Martha Coakley, how much would it hurt him and his political capital if Republicans still win, even though he made the personal plea?
Oh, it kills his political capital because he's gone in, he's put his prestige online, he couldn't carry Massachusetts of all states. And what it does to Democrats, especially a lot of these moderate blue dog Democrats who are going to be in the fight of their political lives, it means you go along with the Obama agenda, he's not going to be able to save you because he doesn't have the coattails. He can't even win in a state like Massachusetts. So why should we buck our constituents and support him? The other thing I think, too, is you're going to see a floodgate open up of Democratic retirements if they lose in Massachusetts.
And David, given what may happen in Massachusetts, even if it's really, really close, you mentioned the Blue Dogs and others in states that are less severely left than Massachusetts. Does that mean that we might not see the slam dunk on this health care vote when it comes back?
I don't think we will. I think the Democrats will try to pull out all the stops. They'll try any trick maneuver they can to get it passed. But I'll tell you, if it has to go for an up and down straight vote, I don't think it'll pass because these blue dog Democrats know that if they vote for this, they're going to face defeat come November.
David, moving forward here, obviously we've got a lot more races, as you mentioned, possibly if conditions remain as they are, 5 to 8 Senate seats could be headed towards the Republican column. Is this largely a repeat, and it's obviously not the most direct comparison, of 1994, or is it just way too soon to say that?
I think it really is the beginning of the making of another 1994, another tsunami. Voters are very angry. This is an administration very much like Bill Clinton's administration that came in promising hope and change, and what the voters are seeing is they don't like it, and it's an administration that promised to really govern a little left of center and instead is governing to the far left, overlooking the fact that the United States is still a conservative country. And voters are very angry at the entire path that this administration is going.
The significant difference, of course, David, is that back in 1994, Democrats had controlled the House for 4 decades, had controlled the Senate for the large majority of that 4 decades. This time, of course, Republicans just had control 4 years ago, and the voters basically fired them as the majority party. Are they ready to forgive and go back to the GOP like they were in 1994?
I don't know if they're necessarily forgetting the GOP for some of the problems that we saw with the big spending and everything, but they're so frustrated and they realize that the Democrats tricked them, and that's something that voters don't like, to be tricked and lied to by the party you vote into power. And the voters have also learned that for the 12 years that the Democrats were out of power, they didn't learn anything. That as soon as they got back to power, it was the same old Democratic Congress that they had voted out back in 1994.
David, fascinating to watch. We'll see what happens tomorrow night in the Bay State, and then what happens, of course, on the trail the rest of the year. Then we'll talk to you soon, I'm sure. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected political polling firms in the country. He's also a longtime Republican strategist. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.